This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the nation is going to be sweating today. The National Weather Service's Peter Mullinax.
We're going to see quite a few areas across the southern plains that'll be well into the triple digits, especially down through Texas and Oklahoma. Those will be where the hottest temperatures are, but the most anomalous or unusual heat for this time of year is going to be centered across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and into the Northeast.
The temperature today in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore could get close to 100 degrees. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio will be sentenced today for his part in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Prosecutors want him to go to prison for more than 30 years. Tarrio's lawyers say there was no plot to attack the Capitol. Thousands of folks are finally getting out of the Burning Man Festival.
Muddy roads flooded by a summer storm left tens of thousands of people stranded for days at the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Things dried up enough Monday to allow the mass exodus to begin. Event organizers say they started letting traffic flow out of the main road Monday afternoon. More than a half inch of rain fell Friday, causing flooding in foot-deep mud. But this woman tells TV station KOLO she didn't let the weather ruin it for her.
This is the best burn ever. Seriously, like, this has given us the opportunity to rise to radical self-reliance and to support each other in the community.
I'm Donna Warder.
Today, President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to a former U.S. Army helicopter pilot who risked his life during the Vietnam War by flying into heavy enemy fire to save four members of a reconnaissance team. Retired Captain Larry Taylor of Tennessee. Kenya's president says it's time to have a global conversation about a carbon tax on polluters. This is AP News. Fans are remembering Steve Harwell of the pop rock band Smash Mouth. He's died now at the age of 56. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Singer Steve Harwell of the band Smash Mouth has died of liver failure at his home in Boise, Idaho at the age of 56, a day after his representative confirmed he was in hospice care.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Steve Harwell's gruff vocals on songs like Walking on the Sun, All Star, and a remake of I'm a Believer pushed Smash Mouth to the forefront of music in the late 1990s and 2000s. Harwell said in a 1997 AP interview their music was all their own.
What we do is what we do. I don't know what we do, but we do it. And it's working.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Harwell retired from Smash Mouth 2 years ago, citing heart and brain issues. Smash Mouth announced a new singer last year. I'm Archie Zarletta.
If you are still traveling after the holiday, gas is $3.81 a gallon today. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.